How does manipulation fall under the umbrella of control? When a person is charismatic or talented or powerful in any area, they want to help. They, deep down inside, they want to share, they want to create. A practical way of making sure you're not a manipulator is when you help, let go of the result. When you help, be cognizant of the respect you're getting and don't let it affect you. Don't let it change who you are. Don't let it bribe you. Because when we're letting go of the return from our giving, we're basically letting go of controlling other people. We're letting go of manipulating other people. When we're so into what people do and say, then our giving is tainted. Our giving becomes an agenda. Our giving becomes manipulation. I know me personally, whenever I'm trying to help someone, I'm telling myself, I'm just leaving the energy there, and then I'm walking away. Whatever they do with it, however they react to it, however they interact with it, I want to let them figure that out with their soul. We got to give, and we got to walk away.
What about if you genuinely know that what you want to do is right? You're in a work environment, or you're in a relationship and you're having an issue and you feel that what you want to create at work or wherever, what you want to create is a very important,
beautiful,
necessary
question.
Outcome.
Beautiful,
right?
Question.
You have to control that, because if left to its own devices, a team could dilute the success.
Yeah.
So how do you control when you know that you're right?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I think, and I want to hear what you have to say about it with your experience in the business world. One, I believe in that frame, we have to have communication. We have to communicate and make employees and employers feel they're part of the progress of decision-making, part of the process of growth. If you really feel strongly about something that other people don't, the easy way out is to rule with your iron fist, and then people won't respect you or like you, but they'll be forced to follow you. This doesn't build ultimately the team that you want to have. You don't want people to be scared of you. You want people to respect you and love you and to build with you. So that would be one approach I would take. But what would you say in that scenario?
I totally agree. I think you're either disempowering people and stepping on them to create an outcome in your mind that you think is right, or you're empowering them. And ultimately, the longevity of success has to empower people. I think if you're disempowering people because of your control issues, you're dumping your issues on the team that cannot help your success long term.
Nice.